Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Meeting of the Minds. Today, we have a very special guest, Ben Ryder, the great Ben Ryder, the champion of the world, Mr. Beat the Streets, one of our teammates back at the University of Pennsylvania. And I'm going to say one thing about at the University of Pennsylvania, you think, oh, Ivy League school, a very linear transition. You get the safe, secure job. You wind up doing that whole thing. Well, guess what? Neither of us wound up having that linear path. Jeff and I starting Wrestling Mindset. Ben going on to become the champion of the world. So I guess first, Ben, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Gene, Jeff. It's awesome to see you guys, to be here with you guys. Always inspired by everything that you've done and grateful to be here. I was never a world champion though. I had a South American title for a while.
What was the name of the championship?
I had a belt. I do have a belt. I do. Yeah.
That was a bad pre-call screening. I should have had that. I should have made sure you had the belt in the background.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's close by.
So we're teammates.
Ben was our teammate at Penn. Go ahead, Jeff.
That's right. I was going to say, so we're teammates at the University of Pennsylvania. Ben and I were about maybe three rooms apart our last year at Penn. I used to go down to Ben's room a lot. Ben got me my first job bartending. Right. And working the door, I was the bouncer. So thank you for my first job. Thank you for funding my fifth year of college.
Those are some fun times. we had half the team working at the pub at some point.
The Irish pub. So yeah, an interesting story about that. It was the same pub that was in the movie Rocky Balboa. So right. Rocky VI, there was a scene in the Irish pub that Ben and I used to work at.
That's right.
And you'll notice the safer move was not to pick the football team, but the wrestling team. No knock on them. Shout out to those guys. They were our friends too.
That's right. Not too many bad stories there, but we'll leave the college stories for a different day. I think we should start. So after college, it seemed like Ben fell off the grid and then all of a sudden we found out that he was in Peru. Can you talk about a little bit about your transition from college and then the year or two after?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I ended up going to Peru just thinking I wasn't sure what was going to be the long-term path at that point, but I knew that doing some good in the world and learning a different culture and having that experience felt like it was the right thing to do at the time. And I was going to go, there just for a year. I was helping build community centers and working with after school programs in the outskirts of Arequipa, Peru. There are these, they're called Pueblo Sobanis, which are kind of like new settlements of people coming down from the mountains and rural areas. There's not that much infrastructure yet. Wasn't any running water, electricity, and you know, all of those kind of things that it took some time to, you kind of just had to get a few thousand people there before those things started forming. So they needed some support. And anyway, it was a great, in my mind, I was just like, okay, this is it's part of our purpose on this earth to do some things to give back or try to, you know, just try to put something positive in the world. And at the same time, like, okay, I just got out of college. I want to go and see the world and learn Spanish finally, even though I took it in class and couldn't speak it at all. So finally did that. And
I was going to say, Ben, sorry to interrupt, but correct me if I'm wrong. The last thing I remember, did you have to stay after during the summer to take like a Spanish class? So I remember you had to take a Spanish class. And then after that, you went right to Peru. So you don't totally have any background.
I didn't,
in Peru, right? No background, no Spanish roots or anything like that.
No. Well, actually, I am a quarter Puerto Rican. Okay. My grandma was born in Puerto Rico, but I was kind of detached. She passed when I was seven. I wasn't grew up that way or I didn't learn the language at all growing up. I did have to do the summer after senior year to fulfill the language requirement. I took Spanish and went to Peru. So it was good. It was kind of fresh in my head. I was thinking I was going to stay there for a year. And then I ended up being there for over 7 years, met my wife, who's Peruvian. Both my kids were born there, started the family. And just really, it was a whole big chapter of life there before coming back to the Philly area and working with Beat the Streets Philly.
That's right. I think we got to get a little bit into the MMA journey, though. So you fought in Peru, then you eventually fought in Bellator. I remember probably when you left, you know, you were a full-size college heavyweight. And then when I was watching you on TV, you were fighting at 185 pounds, right?
Yeah, I did. I cut down a little to 185. That was a journey. I got up to 300 right after college wrestling. And I was like, man. And then I remember coming back for a practice with Blakely and trying to help him out because he was getting ready for Easterns. I was so tired. I'm like, man, I gotta make some changes. And I was just really, I was really strict with the diet for like a year straight. Did not falter once. And then I was training a lot. I had my first few fights were at heavyweight and then light heavyweight. And then towards the second half of my career, they were all at 185. And those were some big weight cuts, but got through them. Yeah.
So what are some of the memorable stories? Bellator, MMA, what are some of the first things that come to mind? I think if Ben trained with John Jones.
I did. I was a sparring partner for awesome. Like 3 years or so. Yeah, he's awesome. He's just like the mental part of the sport, right? He just pieces everything together. He was probably my favorite person in the world to spar with because he's super controlled and just like you always learn so much. The intensity's high, but you're not worried about, a lot of guys, especially if you're less experienced, you end up kind of hurting each other in sparring. But he was the kind of guy that's just like really, really controlled while keeping the intensity high and just piecing all sorts of things together. So that was an awesome experience that I just got to train with all of those, you know, world champions and got to do all that. I'm trying to think funny stories. Here's kind of a funny one when Holly Holm knocked out Ronda Rousey. There was her and Michelle Watterson were doing a women's self-defense clinic, and I was the dummy for that clinic. So I got like I had to put on a bunch of hockey pads and all of these. There was about like, I don't know, 60 or 70 women that showed up to this, and they were all beating me up. And that was the day. But there was some fun stuff for sure. And just the whole journey. I mean, it's like, you know, there's all chapters in life, and that was a chapter in life. And it was cool to compete at that level, be in the sport for most of my 20s and And it was, I'm really grateful for that. That was awesome. And then grateful for what I'm doing now. I feel like everything was kind of meant to be, and was also able to, with being an MMA fighter in Peru, it gave me a platform to motivate people to get involved with some of the social impact work we were doing, whether it's after school programs or getting through the sport, or whether it's getting warm clothing and blankets up to these villages in the Andes Mountains that are like 17,000 feet, all sorts of things that we do. Having that platform as an athlete kind of really brought it all together.
Yep.
Now, awesome. Did you bring Raleigh down there with you? Or did Raleigh follow you down there? When I look at Jeff's shirt, what he has in right now, I always picture Raleigh wearing that shirt.
Oh, yeah, me too. Raleigh would wear that a lot. Yeah, I didn't bring him down. Raleigh did that all on his own. Maybe my coach kind of influenced him, though, a bit. My coach in Peru. Raleigh, Xander, Neil, and Blakely came to do a Peru trip. And we went to Machu Picchu. We, had a whole bunch of fun in Peru. And Raleigh, they came and trained, right? So they got some workouts in. And then the last, right before their flight back, we're getting a few drinks. And we're talking with my coach in Peru. And I don't know, him and Raleigh had a heart-to-heart. And then Raleigh was back and, he was like, all right, I'm moving to Peru. I'm going to be a fighter. And then he lived with us for that year that he was down there. And then now, you know, Raleigh's just doing awesome stuff all over the world.
Again, it's that standard pen line that you just go, you get your education, then you get a safe, secure job.
In finance.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I guess we'll transition to Beat the Streets. What's going on now? There's no time like the present.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how did your time in Peru, do you think, impact the transition into Beat the Streets?
For me, it felt like just meant to be. To me, it was like a God thing. Just there's chapters in life. And this getting involved with Beat the Streets was something that I always admired from afar. This is a great way to help kids. Great way to do some good in the world. This is awesome. I want to be involved in this organization. Beat the Streets Philadelphia was hiring, and it was 2017. And at that same time, I was, my wife and I were talking about, okay, I think the next chapter of life, we should be looking at getting the kids to the States and doing, kind of looking at that transition. And then opportunity showed up with Beat the Streets Philly. I ended up starting there as their mentoring director, and loved it from day one. Just the mission, there's so many life lessons that are packed in the sport. And I mean, you guys are all about this, which is, you guys bring that to life with wrestling mindset and really kind of tapping into all those things you learn on the mat and how it helps you with life and all the things that, and then how to prepare, right, for what you're doing on the mat. But I'd say just anytime I hear someone that never wrestled a day in their life, but they're saying, I'm wrestling through a certain issue, I'm wrestling through something, right? Everybody's wrestling through something. And those are the things that you learn through the sport that help you in all areas of life. So Beat the Streets, we know that it's a really great vehicle to work with youth and support them on their life paths, get some really positive coaches and role models and a community, around the kids that we serve, and be there to support each and every boy and girl that's part of the Beat the Streets program and help them. Wrestling's not the mission, it's the vehicle. And really the mission is to support them with their own life goals and help them with everything that happens off the mat, whether at school and next steps after high school and, getting into a trade school or military or college or the workforce and just being there, just being that person that's there for whatever's going on in life. There's all sorts of things that come up. We've got such inspirational kids coming through Beat the Streets that have to overcome some really tough stuff and just doing amazing things in their lives and then giving back to the younger kids. So I'm just really grateful to be involved in it. And I feel like each and every day, not that many people get to do a career that they just full-heartedly believe in. I know that you guys get that, right? But you guys started your own, you guys had to build it to do that, And I just feel really blessed and fortunate that that I'm one of the few people that get that, that I could just like, you know, day and night work towards something that, that I full-heartedly believe in and I know is making a great difference in the world.
That's awesome. It's even funny as a friend who, I mean, I probably didn't see you in, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years. When you took the job, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. It's just like a seamless transition. I was like, you know, when I thought of you, like one of the words that would come to mind when I would think of Ben Ryder would be generosity, right? You were just, I don't know, it's in your DNA. It's something I'm sure it has a lot to do with your family, the support system and things like that. But, you know, you're always about helping people, right? Like I said, you got me my first job. You got half of the Penn wrestlers, probably their first or second job. And then, you know, I knew that you were always involved in mentoring. So just when I saw that you got that job after you were done fighting, I was like, that makes sense.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah,
I appreciate that. I felt that too. I felt that kind of inner peace of just like, okay, this is, you know, this is the right path. It does make sense. This is what it's meant to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So last week, it actually came out today. We did our podcast on why should your kid wrestle? So we're all trying to grow wrestling, right? And I think there's so much alignment between Beat the Streets, Wrestling Mindset, Wrestlers and Business Network. You know, I look at those three, it's like there's just so much of a connection between all three of them that it's hard to talk about one without the other two sometimes.
Absolutely.
So, all right, I guess just expanding on that, right? How do we grow wrestling in inner city areas? Because it's different, right? I grew up in a suburban area. I think you did as well. We have a lot of wrestlers from out in the sticks in rural areas, but how do we do it in inner cities? I think it's probably a different struggle. What have you seen?
Well, I'd say why your kids should wrestle. One is it really does prepare you for life, and you get a community. So many people, I always say wherever I'm at in the world, and I've been on mats all over the world, wherever you find a mat, find a home, find that instant community, that instant group of people that are going to, that you're going to, you're a part of it. Right. And that's one thing, right? I have friendships, that lifelong friendships through the sport. Right. And then it's just packed full of life lessons that are going to prepare you for all the things that come ahead. So it's this big, like wrestling is this big metaphor for life, really. Right. All the things that you gotta, you know, do and over, you know, you're bouncing back from failures, you're overcome, learning how to navigate challenges and overcome adversity, you're learning how to, you know, you have this job and you're part of this team, right? But you also got to be, you know, have the courage to put yourself out there, right? And it's all these things, you know, you learn humility and you learn how to believe in yourself at the same time. So it's just packed. I mean, that's just the short list, but it's packed full of life lessons that prepare us for life, right? And that's what Beat the Streets is all about. And then when we're talking about inner cities in specific, I'd say if you want to grow wrestling in inner cities, help Beat the Streets, because that's what we're doing. You know, donate to Beat the Streets, volunteer for Beat the Streets, because that is 100% what we're doing. We're bringing the sport into, you know, where it's a huge need. There hasn't been opportunities there, and we want to grow. We want to grow Beat the Streets organizations across the entire country and specifically in inner cities. And that's what we're doing. So please, I'd say that would be the answer. How do you do it? Team up and Beat the Streets, because we're doing it. But I'd say, you know, some of the factors that get really effective are just like, well, you know, now we're at the point where we have Beat the Streets youth that are now alumni and coming back and being that positive role model and coach, getting plugged in as coaches, mentors to younger student athletes. That's huge. Getting just the exposure, right? Like really just trying, right? I mean, it's kind of hard to say. I feel like before Beat the Streets, it'd be easy to say, okay, yeah, there's not that much wrestling going on in the inner cities, but that's, you know, it just, we haven't tried. You know, but now Beat the Streets, we're bringing the sport to inner cities and it's happening. So I feel like part of it's just, you know, if our wrestling world, you know, if all of our wrestling community and world rally behind that and support that and put an effort behind it, well, it will happen. It's happening and it will keep happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of momentum now that Beat the Streets has. Great events, obviously, you guys have done. Great people that have come through it. Now we're at a, like you said, a second generation, people who've gone through it, and now they're giving back. So it's, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome to see. I love seeing. I'm so proud of, like, I mean, you know, there's 8,400 Beat the Streets kids across the country right now. Right. So it's, you know, I with Beat the Streets Philly, I know a lot of them in Philly for sure, you know, and a few across the country. But every Beat the Streets kid that I met and talked to and got to know are just like, there's such, if you're not inspired, it's like, you know, it's, we just have amazing, amazing youth coming through the program. And it's just a, you know, I'm so grateful. Like, it's an honor to be able to be a part of this. And I think everybody that gets involved, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get as much out of it as you put into as well. So it's really kind of, you know, it's your, I learn from our youth every day too, you know, inspired by our youth every day.
Yep. And I remember when we came by Beat the Streets Philadelphia, it was probably about, I don't know, 3 years ago now. We
just came by, like, pre-COVID. Yeah.
Right. It was definitely pre-COVID. We came by on a random day, and there were, I don't know how many, but there were several kids that were in there just hanging out, doing their homework.
Yeah. Going
through some of the mindset lessons, right? They were just learning. They were being mentored. And I just think of what an impact that will have on anyone, really. But, yeah, you know, being in the inner city, that's just, that's got to be amazing. You know, it's tough to quantify how much of an impact that has on a person.
Well, and I want to thank both of you guys for all the support over the years. Cause I mean, having your support with doing the mindset lessons with their youth and just that partnership and support has been huge. So I really, really appreciate everything that you guys are doing to want, you know, promote the mission and gather support in the wrestling community. And also just like all the work that you did to kind of bring those all the lessons that you put together and everything. It's like these they're sparks for real life conversation. So they work really well with, they work really well with what we're doing at Beat the Streets. Because it is like kind of the bridge between what you learn on the mat and then going into how that applies to life. And you have frameworks for it, which are, you know, really like it helps us a ton anyway. It helps us a ton. So thank you.
It's our pleasure. That's good. What has changed since COVID? So that was probably like a year before COVID. I almost hate asking this question at this point, but we got to do it. I think it's important because I know even in the suburbs here, so I'm in Clark, New Jersey, Clark Wrestling, they had no wrestling last year, right? Mm-hmm. So that's going to impact a lot of kids because I think about the people that would have kept wrestling if they had it last year, but that break in the action, basketball had a season, other sports had a season, people get lazy, they get distracted. So even in the suburbs, you see, you know, wrestling is hurting because of that, right? I know like they're really struggling to get people to sign up. So we're trying to, you know, build it up, but how have you seen the impact? Have they been affected the same, the people that you're working with?
Well, our kids are definitely been excited to get back on the mat. When COVID first hit, we had to do what everyone else did and kind of, you know, we focused on all the things that we can do. We did virtual programming. We got weekly calls set up. We brought on guest speakers. We had guys like Joey McKenna doing technique breakdown and things like that. So we did a lot, you know, but it doesn't replace just, you know, being together in person. We were doing a lot on the front of just like we were out delivering meals across the city for families in need. We were out kind of, you know, we were lending out Chromebooks and we were kind of going all just, you know, whatever the need is, we were trying to meet it, which is a lot of the philosophy that I've has always been really cool to see at Beat the Streets. It's like, okay, wrestling is the vehicle, but it's just, there's so many things that go beyond the mat that we're there to support on. So I'd say, you know, before, so through COVID, we were adapting, focusing on the things we can do, being there as much as we possibly can for our youth in all sorts of, in kind of new dynamic ways, right? Like we really built out our virtual program. We had a lot of the senior level athletes do, the Olympic level athletes do kind of these workout videos that we got used in the gym classes and our wrestling programs. We did a whole bunch of Zoom workouts. We got together on the national level. We did this million minutes challenge where we had student athletes across the country logging in minutes that they're using, that they're exercising or better themselves. So we're doing all those things. And then now that, you know, and then as soon as we were able to open back up, you know, we started opening back up our first mentoring center, and then some teams got back online, our community center programs got back online, and our kids were, you know, just excited to get back into it. And it's hard to say, you know, this will be our first season. That's just kind of not everyone, and not every, you know, it depends on the school district, depends on the city, depends on, you know, whether, what that's going to look like, you know, so there's a big, it's hard to answer that question just yet, because we're not quite through it. But I'd say long-term, looking ahead, there's a lot of organizations that didn't survive it, right? And I got to give a really big thank you to all of our Beat the Streets supporters, because we've kept our Beat the Streets teams on. We've been there for our youth, and we're prepared now. We're ready to go, you know, serve at, we're ready to go and grow beyond, you know, what we were, the amount of kids we were reaching before COVID. So you know, we got our teams ready. We're there working day in and day out to make sure that we could do the best possible job for the kids that we exist to serve. And long-term, Beat the Streets is growing. We're going to grow this across the country. There's lots of leaders that identify with the mission and want to be a part of this. And it's our job at with my new position now at Beat the Streets National, to be the catalyst and support network for those leaders and help get new Beat the Streets organizations off the ground while building partnerships that strengthen all of the existing ones. So I think it's going to be some exciting years ahead. And it's going to grow. There's going to be more Beat the Streets kids on the mat across the country in the years to come, for sure.
That's right. We're growing wrestling, COVID or no COVID.
That's right. Yeah. We put out these 2028 visionary goals. So that lines up with the 2028 Olympics that are going to be in Los Angeles. And the idea is that we got Beat the Streets people and staff and coaches and kids across the country going to Beat the Streets LA to celebrate these goals. And they're both growth focused goals. So we want to increase girls wrestling by 280%. And we're going to grow to 28 new cities by the 2028 Olympics. So we've got some big growth goals that are out there. And we're going to be, you know, we're going to be getting after it. We're going to be, that's what to expect in the years ahead for the Beat the Streets world. And it's only possible because of people supporting it. Right. So we definitely need the wrestling community and beyond to rally and support to be able to accomplish those goals.
All you people watching the video, you gotta subscribe. You gotta donate. You gotta get out.
Hello, Gene. Thank you.
Gotta support. There's time, there's talent, and there's treasure. Get involved. Help Beat the Streets. So important. And it's good. And you guys are gonna hit those goals. We'll do everything we can on our end. I feel like there's quite a few Penn people over the years that were involved to Beat the Streets.
A ton.
Penn shout out there. Who are some of the names we could shout out?
Well, you got the Motter brothers. You got Clinton and Brett, and their sister Michi. Both super involved with, you know, some of the co-founders for Beat the Streets Philadelphia. But Clint's also the chairman of the board at National right now as well. You got Ed McBride, vice chair of Beat the Streets Philly. You got Gary Baker's plugged in. Josh Baylor's plugged in. We got some of our generation that just is getting plugged in. You know, some of our guys from our years that are in as supporters and advisors, like Brett McCurdy and Dan Burkle, who just got in on the visionary fund that launched the team at Beat the Streets National, which is huge. I don't want to start, man. There's such a long list that, like, I'm going to start feeling bad that I'm missing.
I don't want to forget people.
I'm going to start feeling bad that I'm forgetting people. Jake Hunter's Beat the Streets coach. Yoshi's been super involved with Beat the Streets New York. Oh man, I'm going to end up. The list is so long of Penn wrestlers that I'm going to just apologize in advance because we could do a whole podcast on that, and I'm going to end up like, what? I need the roster in front of me right now and just be like, it's going to be half of them that are already plugged in.
Well,
you guys.
We'll add them to the video. Big thing is that Coach Raina sees that we're giving a shout out to the Penn wrestling team.
Yeah, well, and then also just currently too, right? Like, big shout out to Coach Raina on just how he's been leading and motivating all of the current Penn wrestlers and over the past several years to get plugged in as mentors, coaches, and really be there for on the ground level with the current college Penn wrestlers to really get plugged in with Beat the Streets. And that's been awesome. I mean, for Beat the Streets Philly, we're right in between Penn and Drexel's campus. So I want to shout out to Matt Azevedo too, who's been doing the same exact thing, getting tons of Drexel wrestlers plugged in to Beat the Streets, helping out his coaches, helping out his mentors. Now I'm going to end up like that list is going to be short too, because if I think about I just started Beat the Streets National a couple months ago, and I know that there's lots of college coaches and programs that are supporting us across the country. So, I got to do a kind of like a general shout out right there, because I know there's so many names. Like, I guess the conclusion is we got lots of great people, lots of inspirational, amazing people that are plugged into Beat the Streets. And I think that we're just at the tip of the iceberg. I think that this is like, there's amazing, amazing work that's happened thus far. And the years ahead are, it's going to be, we know what we're doing is working, but we also know that there's thousands and thousands and thousands of youth that still need to Beat the Streets. And our job is to go meet that need. So we got tons of people that are involved in supporting, and we need to expand that to more, we need to kind of keep building supporters, keep building that army of supporters, so we can go and take this program across the country.
Absolutely. So I'll take that one as a bad question on my end. That's not on Ben, that's on me. I'll put that one right on myself. But we thank everyone for everything that you're doing for Beat the Streets. Ben, we thank you for all you're doing for Beat the Streets, all for the kids, for the sport of wrestling. And I think, I will say it. I think I speak on behalf of Dan Gable here, who spoke at our coaches convention this past summer, who said that everyone needs to be doing more for wrestling, that everyone needs to be doing more. That means for Beat the Streets. So what's
the next initiative? I was going to say the last thing we got to talk about, what's next? What's the current initiative at Beat the Streets National?
And where do we send people afterwards?
Awesome. Yeah, we just launched the Gear Up campaign. So that's the, we partnered with ASICS and Gear to Compete and Good Sports and the Good Fight Foundation. And the goal is we want to get 3,000 kids across the country all the gear that they need for this season, right? So that's wrestling shoes, headgear, all sorts of athletic apparel, the ASICS two-piece sports bras for our girl wrestlers, all of these. So we want to make sure that our kids have everything they need for the season. And we have a big goal, right? We need to kind of engage the whole wrestling community, because we need to build an army supporters to meet our $150,000 goal. And we meet that goal, and that's going to get $600,000 worth of gear out to all of our youth because of those partnerships. So on an individual youth level, if you donate $50, that's going to get $200 worth of gear out to a Beat the Streets kid. So if you're watching this, listening to this, just head to beatthestreets.org. You'll see the Gear Up campaign on the landing page. You just click on that link. And it would be huge if you make a donation and also spread the word, share it on social media, consider kind of, text it to a couple friends and family, because the only way that we're going to get to that goal is engaging that whole, the broader wrestling community and beyond. So we need leaders. I keep using the metaphor. I've probably said this a few times already, just like building an army of supporters, but that's what we're doing right now. We need leaders to help build that. So to be a leader, what do you got to do? You got to share, you got to encourage, try to get 20 people in your, try to get 20 people in your network to donate to this. And then we'll get to that goal and we'll get $600,000 worth of gear out to our kids across the country. And this is just the first year we're doing this. This is the first time we're doing something like this at National. Beat the Streets has been, Beat the Streets individual chapters, right? New York was started in 05, and we have individual chapters been doing great work for a while, but now Beat the Streets National is relatively new compared to that. And this is the first time that we're building this out on the national level. And we want to get all of our youth across the country the gear that they need. So please support that.
That's right. We said on the last podcast, Dan Gable's on our leadership clinic. Gene said it before. He said to us, he looked us right in the eye and he said, "Everyone in the wrestling community, you need to do more." So Wrestling Mindset's going to do our part. I didn't want to tell you before, Ben, but we're going to do a company match. So any mindset coach that's involved with wrestling or winning mindset that donates to Beat the Streets, we're going to match him.
Oh, man, you guys are awesome.
We got to do more. Awesome. We got to walk the walk.
You guys are awesome, man. That is great news. That is really all you can. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. And I hope that other people out there, I saw there's other companies that are matching, right? I saw that. I got the idea. I think you, maybe it was on the graphic that you sent, but it's worth it. You know, it's one of those causes where if we can get people on the mat, if we can get them the gear they need, right? We need, you don't need a ton to wrestle, but you need headgear, you need shoes, you need clothes, right? We need a little bit. So we don't want that to ever be an excuse that people can't wrestle because they don't have the funds to do it, because they don't have the equipment. So we gotta, so everyone's got to do more out there.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. That's huge. That is huge. And just, and thinking about some of the, you know, what those barriers for the sport, right? And there's a national stat that I just kind of always kind of brings it to light, but kids, you know, kids live in under-resourced communities are 6 times more likely to quit sports because of costs. So I think at Beat the Streets, right, we want to make sure that we're taking care of all those barriers to entry, right? We want to make sure our programs are, you know, one, all our programs are free. Two, how do we figure out transportation? How do we figure out gear? How do we get each kid everything they need to be a part of the sport, be a part of Beat the Streets program, be a part of this wrestling community. So thank you guys so much for that's awesome. I'm so excited that you guys are doing this. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I saw some of those stats on the website. That's cool. Everyone make sure you check out the website too. What is it? It's beatthestreets.com or is it Beat the Streets Nationals?
Just beatthestreets.org.
Beatthestreets.org. Okay. And we'll post all that in the show notes, of course. But that's something cool to check out. I saw the grit quote, Angela Duckworth.
That's right.
That
wrestling teaches grit. I feel like the wrestling community's got to be really happy about that book, because it's just kind of like, now you got the research.
That's right.
Then you got the research, you know, showing that what we're doing is you know, it's been part of why what we do works so well. You know, it's not the only lesson you learn through the sport. You learn a lot more, but wrestling definitely teaches grit.
Yeah. And I think that research is important to post on the site, because when people see that, you could put a number to it, right? There's people are 6 times more likely to quit. You see that and you're like, wow, you know, let's not let that become an issue.
You guys are 100%. You guys are making a difference there, you know, and everybody that supports us is making that difference. You know, that's a way to just, you know, directly make a difference in the world here and help a Beat the Street student athlete. And really, you know, none of this happens without our supporters. So thank you guys.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you, Ben. We appreciate it. You got anything else for him, Gene?
Oh, just if there's anything, any other links that you have or anywhere else you want us to send us where you want us to send other people, just let us know. We'll throw it in the show notes. And we can always do it after the fact. So if we throw up the video and you say, hey, let's add this, we could kick it in there.
Cool. Yeah. We'll just do the Gear Up campaign link, which is hosted on the website, but we'll do the direct link for that campaign. And then that's it. I think that's the big one right now. So that's awesome. And thank you guys for the time. It was awesome catching up with you guys and thank you for all you're doing. And this was cool. Got to do this again sometime.
Absolutely.
Take care.
All right. Bye guys.
Come on, Ben.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.